So we'll say in Parshas Naso, there's so many beautiful parts to the Parsha. One of the magnificent parts is the Birchas Kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron HaKohen. It's amazing to think the verbiage to bless Klal Yisrael until this very day. The Yivarach Hashem Yishmaracha, Yer Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yichuneka, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yasim Milecha Shalom. The very psukim, ultimately, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kohanim to bless. Again, those words are so profound, by the way, that even us plain folk, right, even us Yisraelim, use that same verbiage to bless our children on Shabbos night. That's how profound those brachos are. So I want to draw your attention to Parak Vav Pasuk of Zayin. At the end of the Berchos Kohanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'samu eshimi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachim. So Chodesh Baruch Hu says, this is the command to Aaron, place my name, B'samu Shmuel B'nei Yisrael, place my name on Klal Yisrael V'ani Avarachim, and I will bless Klal Yisrael. So we'll say, the Karlin Rebbe of Asher of Karlin says something so magnificently beautiful. Rashi says, what does it mean, place my name on Klal Yisrael and I will bless them? V'ani Avarachim Yisrael, V'askim im HaKohanim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohanim, you bless Klal Yisrael, and when you bless Klal Yisrael, I'll agree with your blessing. You bless them, I'll agree with your blessing. Ask the Rebbe such a profound question. I don't understand. Why do the Kohanim have to bless Klal Yisrael? The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to agree. Divine agreement means what? That God's going to bless us also. So tell me, no offense, Kohanim, but if God's going to bless me, I don't need your blessing. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless me, so why do I need the Kohanim? Right? And furthermore, if God's going to, quote-unquote, agree with the blessing and bless us anyway, then what? Why do I need the Kohanim to bless me at all? People say it's such a profound shaila, such a problematic Rashi. It's embarrassing that I've read this Rashi so many times and never thought of this shaila. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kohanim, you bless the people, and once you bless them, I'll agree with your blessing. Shkoyach! Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're agreeing anyway, that means you're blessing me. No offense, Kohanim. If God's blessing me, that's good enough for me. I don't need the Kohanic blessing. If God's agreeing, why do we need the Kohanim to bless at all? He says something amazing. Get ready for this. The Ribbono Shel Olam sees everything and knows everything. Therefore again, Roa Adam Shemisparich Bechol Tuvis Asher Yosr Miderach Hayosher. See, I will say, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything and doesn't just know the present; also knows the future. He knows that if Ploni, so and so, is blessed with material wealth, material blessing, then what's going to happen? He's not going to do the right thing. Vim came. Lo yirtze levarcho bashiros. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want to bless that person. Well, he's using material wealth as an example. You can fill in the blank with anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if certain people are given certain brachos, they're not going to do the right things with them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bless them. Vilu ha-kohen, she'ino roa ve'ino yodea, asido shel adam, lo yimana ha-bracha. See, we'll say, when the kohen gets up, what does the kohen do? What's the machshava of the kohen? The machshava of the kohen is, I want every single bracha to devolve upon every single person I'm blessing. I want them to have health. I want them to have overflowing parnasa. I want them to have mas. I want them to have everything. See, the Kohen wants every person to have everything. Why? Because the Kohen doesn't know in the kishkas of the person. The Kohen doesn't know that if Reuven gets wealth, Reuven's not going to do good things with the wealth. The person doesn't know that if Reuven gets this bracha, Reuven is going to abuse that bracha. The Kohen doesn't know that. So what does the Kohen do? The Kohen just blesses everyone with everything. Get ready for this. So listen to how beautiful this is. Yivam Shalom says to the Kohen, listen, I know too much, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. I know too much. I know about Reuven. I know what he's done. And I know what he's going to do if he gets all of these blessings. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I, in all good faith, can't give it to him. I can't bless him with it. But Kohen, you don't. All you see is a wonderful, beautiful Jew in front of you, who in your heart you believe deserves all of the blessings. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kohen, do me a favor, you bless him. You bless him. You bless him that he should have every single bracha. V'ani avarachem. And once you bless him, I have no choice but to agree with that blessing. Av sha'abrachos lo yavi osolis nagustova. Even though I know those blessings are not the best thing for you. I will say, this is mamish like spoken like such a true parent. That what happens, sometimes again, the parent knows something's not going to be good for the kid, but the kid wants it. The kid wants it. So at a certain point in time, the parent says, okay, I don't mean something terrible for the kid. I mean, okay. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, I know what brachas are going to be good for my children or not. Right? And therefore, again, I withhold certain things. You, Kohen, you see the people, all you want to do is shower bracha upon them. You bless them for everything. And when you bless them for everything, ultimately, what? I'll agree with your bracha. I'll agree. Avsha brachos lo yavi osa lesna gustova gam kin askim leberchas kohanim. I'll agree with the bracha. I'll agree with the bracha. Even though, again, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe would not have given that bracha. Maybe that bracha is not the best bracha. But once you, Kohanim, are blessing them, I will ultimately agree with your brachos. We'll say that's the pshat, ultimately, says the Kalina Rebbe. V'ani avarechem. You bless Klal Yisrael, and ultimately, again, I'll mirror your blessing. V'askim im HaKohanim. In other words, we'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if they're not this, and you could extend this, because what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says is sometimes I don't give brachos to people because they're not deserving of it. But you, Kohanim, you don't know who's deserving, who's not deserving. So therefore, what do? You bless everyone. Well, once you're blessing everyone, then I have no choice ultimately again but to go ahead and agree with that bracha. And I will say, it teaches us two incredible lessons. So three incredible lessons. One about the incredible power of Birchas Kohanim. We'll say, what about the job of a kohen? That the job of a kohen, ultimately, again, is just to daven for bracha for every single person. And I will say, it teaches even us, aside from just kohanim, it's for all of us. We'll say, when we look at one another, sometimes, again, when we look at each other, so we see each other with such a critical eye. We see each other, like, we have an uncanny ability to look at another person and to size up all of their faults within 30 seconds. You ask me to diagnose what's wrong with Reuven, I could give you the list in alphabetical order in a minute flat. I'll tell you everything that's wrong with him, and even stuff he didn't know that's wrong with him, I could find that's wrong with him. Well, see, that's not our job. Our job when it comes to our fellow Jew is for one simple thing. Daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them bracha. And Ribono Shel Olam, even if you've withheld bracha from Ploni because you don't think he or she deserves it, give it to them anyway. That's not just the job of a kohen. That's the job of a Jew. To look upon every single fellow Jew with such love, with such chen, and have one wish for them. I just wish for you all of the brachos in the world. And reciprocally, I hope you hope for me all of the brachos in the world. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the way we interact with one another is, I just want all of the brachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his arsenal to be showered down upon you. And when you look at me, you say, I just want all the brachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his arsenal to be showered down upon you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I didn't give all the brachos to Silver. I didn't give all the brachos to Ploni because I know A, they don't deserve it, or B, they're not going to do good with it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, what am I supposed to do? If when they look at each other, all they want is for brachos to be showered upon one another, va'ani avarachim. If they're blessing each other, if they're yearning for good for one another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no choice but to agree with that bracha as well. We'll say, we should be zochem yirtzeh Hashem, to wish brachas upon one another, to only daven for the good and the success of the other. That's when we look at each other, not to see deficiencies in the other, but to see someone who's so good, so pure, so holy, that they deserve all of the brachos. And halavai, and that's the chos of wishing brachos upon one another. Kadosh Baruch Hu should indeed rain down all of the beautiful brachos that he has in Shamayim upon each of us, each and every day.